Walking with Luke back to their quarters, Ben said,
I'm going with you.
Luke managed another smile. I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, first, you're not a convicted felon and you don't need to serve the sentence of one. Second, no teenager I ever knew, myself included, could survive being in the constant company of a parent for 10 years.
I have you on a point of logic.
Ben raised a finger, looking ridiculously like a Jedi Master addressing a room full of younglings.
No teenager can remain one for 10 years.
Conceded. Still, Ben, I think you should stay here. Ben's jaw set. Now, as was often the case whenever his tendency toward stubbornness hit him, he truly resembled his mother.
You're my master. I'm your student.
You're a full Jedi Knight now, even if there are plenty of places in the galaxy where you can't legally vote or drink. Surely you didn't forget your promotion. You only talked about it for 2 years.
I wasn't that bad. And you're a rank above master, so you should have a student a rank above apprentice.
Interesting logic.
Dad, this is my mission too.
Ben's voice was suddenly no longer that of a wielding teen.
I was Jason's apprentice. In the end, he tortured me, tried to make me a Sith. He killed Mom. Do you think I'm going to be able to rest ever without understanding why?
Luke fell silent as he considered Ben's words. Not speaking, they rode the turbo lift down to the upper residential level. As they reached their door, Luke came to a decision. You're right. Pack up and make your farewells. Ben sagged in relief.
Thank you, Dad.